It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Turn up your radio and please sing along.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man in Nashville is accused of attacking his ex-girlfriend with a biscuit after seeing her with a new man. Police say Jeffrey Tomlin saw his ex-girlfriend in a car with her new boy toy, then used a biscuit to strike her in the face. Here's the actual news report.
He's then accused of charging at the car, punching the hood, causing damage to the vehicle, then yelling that he would kill them both.
I'll kill you!
Yelling some racial slurs.
Whoa, not cool.
During his arrest, officers say Tomlin kept banging his head on the police cruiser. He was taken over to the General Hospital. He checked out. Obviously a very strange situation. He is now in the Metro Jail, charged with assault, and no word on how badly that victim was injured by the biscuit.
You know what the most upsetting part of this story is?
A wasted biscuit?
It's not the racial slurs. It's not even the wasted biscuit. It's the fact that no guy has ever been willing to go to that length for me. Where's my guy banging his head on a police cruiser and throwing a biscuit because he's so upset that I'm leaving him?
You know, I'm sorry it's so tough for you to not have that in your life.
My best friend Brooke steals biscuits from Cracker Barrel every single time we go, and then out in the parking lot attacks me with biscuits and now only refers to me as Biscuit Face.
Wow.
All right. You learn something new every day there about Liv the Web Girl. A 26-year-old named Thomas in Glasgow, Scotland. I've been there for my honeymoon. Got hammered earlier this month and then took a cab to his parents' house to sleep. The house, though, was unlocked and he passed out right on the couch. Only here's the problem. It wasn't his parents' house. They moved out of that house 2 years ago, and somehow he was so drunk, he didn't remember that.
Oh, gosh, I was going to say, they moved and didn't tell him?
That's even worse, right? I feel like that's what my family would have done. Luckily for him, the people who lived there didn't actually call the cops when they found him. They actually gave him a ride and sent him a picture that they took of him on the couch, which he put on Facebook. I think that's so cool, because they're so cool in Ireland. In America, we're like, hey, there's a guy on our couch!
Yep.
Then they throw a biscuit at him. And our final Dummy of the Day story today, this is how you ruin a good thing. Don't be a dummy. A woman named Naomi lost her internship with NASA because of language she used on Twitter.
Oh, I saw this.
What do you think?
She's an idiot.
The girl tweeted, "Everyone, shut the F up. I got accepted for a NASA scholarship." Former NASA engineer and October Sky author Homer Hickman replied to her, "Language?" Naomi replied, "Suck my D and my boobs."
Good grief.
"I'm working at NASA." Hickman is part of the newly created National Space Council User Advisory Group, but said he didn't have anything to do with the woman losing her internship. He actually said the woman reached out to him and apologized for her language after talking. Hickman said that she deserves a spot still in the aerospace industry and is working to help her get a new internship.
I don't think so. That is unbelievably unprofessional. That is one of the most prestigious places to work in the world. NASA? I don't think she should get her job back. You do?
That's absolutely
insane to speak like that.
I can't get over a girl who will talk like that. Suck my D and my... Come on.
Horrible.
What girl says that?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want her working for your corporation?
I don't know. Maybe what does President Trump want to create? The Space Force?
Yes.
Maybe she can apply for an internship there or something like that.
Maybe she could.
Like, oh, hey, Martians, suck planet Earth.
Yeah. She'd be great. Put her on the front lines.
Yeah, her and the president would get along very well.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.